And before we get off the subject of sport, we need to talk about some pretty exciting things about to happen in the world of football in Caboolture. Listen to this. Brisbane Roar are heading to Caboolture on the 15th of July as an initial pre-season fixture. And guess what? We have the man on the spot right here in the studio, Rhys Dalton, General Manager of the Caboolture Sports Football Club, to give us the lowdown. Good morning, Rhys.
Morning, Debbie. Morning, listeners.
Rhys, how does it feel to have Brisbane Roar coming to your home ground?
Yeah, look, it's a great achievement for the club. The first time in history we'll have a professional club come into Moreton Bay Sports Complex. And to also do it as the Brisbane Roar's first home game of the pre-season for the 2025-2026 campaign is it's a special moment for the club for sure.
What's the atmosphere like around the club right now with such a high-profile match coming up?
There's a buzz, no doubt about that. All the way down from our mini roos into our metro and community divisions, and then also obviously into the academy football where those kids have got dreams of one day becoming a professional. And even for our general members, it's a sight that they'll get to see a professional club come to Moreton Bay and play against our FQPL1 men. So spirits are high.
Excellent. Brisbane Roar coming to Caboolture. What impact do you think this will have on junior participation and local football development in the area?
Look, we saw a really positive growth this year. We've gone from 91 mini-roo teams to 111, which is a great achievement. Also, our female football's had a really good positive growth. I think that's also come off the back of us going to a Silver Licence Academy and also the Women's World Cup. So having an event like this, having a good showcase of football on site at home, it can only provide a really positive experience for our members.
Are you planning any special events or activities around the match to engage with the community?
Us, in collaboration with the Brisbane Roar, will be doing an activation event, which is going to have little games for our under 10 mini roos. There'll also be an inflatable pitch that the Brisbane Roar will provide to have an activation event. We'll put on a sausage sizzle for the kids. We're going to have some fantastic halftime entertainment with some mascot races. We'll be doing some flash fire sales of merchandise along with the Brisbane Roar, along with bringing some pizza ovens and candy bar to try and get as many people engaged in this event as possible.
What pathways exist for local players to potentially progress from clubs like yours to professional level?
Look, this one's probably as good as what you're going to get. The opportunity to play in front of a professional team, it gets you right in front of their eyes straight away. So if you take that opportunity, you never know what could happen. But you've also seen recently with a former Caboolture Sports FC junior in Amali Kinsella. She was a junior at the club from, I believe, under sixes to under 12s. She then went to the QAS Academy, and then from there she's managed to sign a professional deal at the Brisbane Roar. So the pathway's there for all to see.
Wow. What's involved in preparing your facilities and operations for hosting an A-League team?
Look, the scale of our events on a weekend are pretty huge. We tend to host on a Saturday or a Sunday anywhere from 2,500 to 3,000 visitors. So in terms of the operational side, it's going to be the same. But of course, with bringing a professional club to town, there's extra measures such as security, ground officials, there's additional volunteers. Obviously, a lot of the activation equipment has to be set up. That's where a lot of the manpower is going to be needed. And then, of course, with the TV and the commentary side of things as well, that's another added layer that we'll need to have.
That's all very exciting. Rhys, let's take a quick song break and then we'll be back with more. Back again, we're here with Rhys Dalton, General Manager of the Caboolture Sports Football Club, and he's giving us a lowdown of what's happening in the club at the moment. So, Rhys, what's different about preparing for a match against professional players versus your usual NPL or community competition?
From a player standpoint, it'll be prepare exactly the same. You go into that game with the same preparation, but obviously there'll be an added excitement to it considering it's a professional club.
Caboolture in the Moreton Bay region, how important is football to the local identity and community spirit?
Look, it's synonymous. There's obviously a lot of great sporting teams around here, even in different codes. So for us, we want to be at the forefront of that. And an event like this gives us a really good opportunity to showcase ourselves.
What would a good result against Brisbane Roar mean for the club's profile and future opportunities?
Look, we go into every game to win. There's no doubt about that. But in terms of this event, the result is irrelevant, to be honest. It is just about engaging with the local community, engaging with the Brisbane Roar, and trying to bring our profile onto a national stage.
Are you expecting supporters to travel from Brisbane and surrounding areas for this match?
100%. We're anticipating 1,500 to 2,000 supporters. Obviously, some of those will be Brisbane Roar, but we like to hope a huge contingency of that will be Caboolture Sports FC fans.
How many tickets have you sold so far, and what's the expected crowd size compared to your usual matches?
Yeah, luckily for this event, it is a free ticketed event, so no tickets needed. So anybody out there listening is more than welcome to come. We're expecting 1,500 to 2,000 people. Which obviously would be a significant increase on our regular crowd, which is anywhere from 250 to 500 people on a weekend.
Tell us about your journey as GM. What brought you to Caboolture Sports FC?
I've actually played for the club in 2023. That's how this opportunity arose. I think I gave some good input during my time there. And obviously fast forward September of 2024, I was asked to take the role of general manager, which was an obvious yes.
Absolutely. What are the club's biggest achievements and aspirations for the future?
Biggest achievements recently would be obtaining silver license in the academy status. That's huge for our football club. Also for the fact that we continue to grow memberships year on year from 10 to 15%. And aspirations for the future is to be an NPL club in the men's and women's space.
Rhys, how do you balance running a community club with ambitions to compete at high levels?
There's not a lot of balance at the moment. but look, we're very fortunate that we've got three or four very good full-time staff. We've got a fantastic committee in at the moment, and we have a very strong volunteer base. So all of us together do our best to provide the best experience for our members.
Thanks so much, Rhys. That was Rhys Dalton, GM Caboolture Sports Football Club, keeping our community connected. Keep the date and time free. It's going to be a pretty awesome event to see the Roar up against our own at the Moreton Bay Central Sports Complex on Tuesday the 15th with kickoff at 7:30. Put it in your diary, get your tickets now, and to hear the interview again, head to the 1015.com.au website and search podcasts.